As many communities struggle to climb out of the recession, Terre Haute's economy is getting a little boost from its new baseball team. But just how long can relief pitching equate to financial relief? WFIU's Ariana Prothero has more.
Batting next for the Rex, number one, Cole Vickers.
It's a clear evening in Terre Haute, and the 7 o'clock sun slants into the ballpark, casting long shadows. Fans sporting hats and jerseys of Terre Haute's new baseball team, the Rex, fill their revamped and renamed Bob Warren Stadium. It's a scene full of hope. The college-age ballplayers in the Prospect League use wooden bats like their major league idols. And team officials beam as newly minted Rex fans, like Mark Dady, enjoy taking in a ball game with their families.
Describe to me here the scene. What do we have going on?
Well, we got two kids, one with a hamburger and a Rex hat on. The other one's got a Rex shirt on, eating a hot dog with Skittles. And I've got a beer and a hot dog. So, and a Rex hat. And my other son, who's up in the stands, has a Rex. They've all got Rex hats and jerseys. So, we've been to about nine games.
Now think about the attendance in terms of economic development. $3 for each hamburger, $4 for a pair of hot dogs, $3 for a king-size candy, and $5 per beer. Plus admission to the park, $5 for an adult and $1 for a child. Dady says it's a good deal compared to other kinds of family entertainment, but over the course of a season, the concessions add up. Rex General Manager Roland Shelton says it's that affordability he hopes continues to draw people to games, especially with many prospective fans of the Prospect League tightening their belts during the recession.
I mean, in terms of tourism dollars, you know, we're here, we average about 700 to 800 people at a game, and that geographical range of those customers are not just in Vigo County, but also outside of Vigo County.
Bringing more people to the area is exactly what Terre Haute Economic Development Corporation Director Steve Witt says the city needs.
Any draw you have to a community is going to expose other assets of the community to folks that come in to visit. So someone who may be in town for a game may drive by and say, hey, you know, there's the new Terre Haute Children's Museum. It's going to be open in a couple months, and we need to make a return trip and come and check that out.
Although so far the team is successfully drawing crowds, Witt says the challenge will be sustaining that momentum. Even though the franchise has exceeded expectations in terms of revenue, Shelton says he's still working hard to cultivate the fans and keep them coming to games. No person and no ticket price is too small, and Shelton tries to take a personal interest in reaching out to individuals. For example, after finding out a mother and her 10-year-old son had driven 3 hours to attend a game, Shelton gave the son a tour of the locker room and dugout and introduced him to the players. Since then, the pair has come back to Terre Haute 3 more times. Rex head coach Brian Dorsett says those efforts are paying off.
The fans in general are just really happy that they feel like, you know, Terre Haute is progressing and something good's happening. And I think once the community at large gets more involved and sees the benefit, you know, I think we'll see more cities really gravitating towards going after franchises, because it's a business too from the owner's side of the equation. You know, they have to make it successful.
Shelton adds the team is benefiting from some otherwise unfortunate sports news for the city. The Rex started playing just when the Indianapolis Colts announced they were moving their summer training camp out of Terre Haute, leaving the young ballplayers to fill some of the void left by the departed football team. Sure enough, fans are turning up in all shapes and sizes, sporting Rex merchandise, like Mark Dady's daughter, Taylor.
I see you guys are wearing a lot of Rex stuff right now. Do you wear that just to games, or do you wear it around town?
I wear it around everywhere.
Everywhere? Every day?
Yeah. Pretty much,
jerseys.
Yeah.
They got jerseys with the players' names on the back.
And, of course, that team spirit translates into dollars. For WFIU News, I'm Ariana Prothero.